We are just a little more than 6 weeks away from Michigan's presidential primary, and in Fort Gratiot Township, they're getting ready for that, and it's going to be a little bit different, not just statewide, but locally in Fort Gratiot, with a consolidation of precincts. Joining us right now is Fort Gratiot Township's clerk, Bob Buechler. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming in to kind of explain what's going on with the upcoming election in Fort Gratiot. Tell us a little bit about the new primary the precinct configuration.
Sure. So I guess we'll go with what we did first and then kind of why we did it. What we did was consolidate from the five precincts we used to have down to four. And basically what has happened is precinct five has moved into precinct one, and then a couple dozen homeowners on Metcalf, Brace, and State Road who were in Precinct 2 are also moved into the new Precinct 1. The reason for doing that is because not only are we expecting a record voter turnout for all the elections this year, but with the no reason absentee ballot proposal that was passed in 2018, we're expecting a record number of people to vote via absentee ballot, and we want to set up a counting board to just handle those.
Okay.
So what this does is allows us to, it frees up the tabulator machine, election workers, and actually a place to put the counting board in. They're supposed to be sequestered, so that was the reason for the changes.
So for anybody who says, gee, I'm not sure if my polling place is changing or not, they'll be notified, right?
Correct. So new voter ID cards went out last Friday, so people should be receiving those. I guess the good rule of thumb is if you haven't moved or changed your name or anything in the last 3 months and you get a new voter ID card, your precinct has probably changed.
Mm-hmm.
For most people, they're moving from the point as a polling location to Keewaudin School, so it's not too far of a change, just down the road. If you have any questions, obviously give us a call. The state website also lets you track all of that information. If you go to michigan.gov/vote, you put in your personal information and it will spit out everything.
Okay.
Ballots, precincts, polling locations, all kinds of fun stuff.
Remind us of the changes that have occurred in Michigan. You mentioned absentee voting is likely to increase. How is voting going to be different now in Michigan?
That's probably going to be the biggest change is the no reason absentee voting. Before, you needed to give a reason to a vote via absentee. Now you don't. Obviously, it's I think it's a lot more convenient to do it that way rather than, you know, having to find time on election day to get to the polling place.
And a lot of times people don't even know ahead of time what their schedule is going to be. They end up getting stuck in a meeting or called out of town or they get sick and they're not able to vote. This way, if you really strongly say, I definitely want to vote in this election, you can vote absentee.
Absolutely. And it gives people a chance to, you know, sit down with the ballot and really look at the down ticket races and things like that to really do their homework and be as informed as they can be.
How early can people do that? For example, for the March 10th primary.
So we keep a permanent absentee voter list, which means every election, everyone on that list gets mailed an application automatically. In order to vote via absentee ballot, you need to fill out an application. That's one of the few things we need in writing in order to do it. The voter has to put in writing that they want to vote via absentee ballot. So those actually went out last week as well. We've got copies of them at the office on our website at fortgratiot.us. And if you give us a call, we'll definitely mail you out one.
What about somebody who's not a registered voter yet and they would like to register to vote?
So up until 15 days before the election, you can register to vote at the Secretary of State's office. Or at the clerk's office within the 14 days before the election, up until the day of the election, In order to vote in that particular election, you need to register at the clerk's office.
Okay. Is there going to be anything on the Fort Gratiot Township March 10th ballot besides the presidential primary?
No, and I'm glad you brought that up. So the absentee ballot application for the presidential primary, you have to choose what kind of ballot you want. Michigan has closed primaries, so you have to pick ahead of time for the presidential primary if you want to vote in the Republican or the Democratic primary.
Mm-hmm.
If the state or township or county had some other issue on, some other race running, there would be a third option, no party affiliation. I know some other municipalities in the county have school proposals on and things like that. Fort Gratiot doesn't have that. So,
okay.
Unfortunately, it's still an option to pick on our application, but if you check that, you won't be getting a ballot because there's nothing else to vote on
right.
other than the presidential primary.
Okay. The next one then would be in basically there's 4 years, so this supersedes the there won't be a February ballot in Michigan. It's just the March presidential primary. The next one then would come in May, correct?
If Fort Gratiot has a May special election. Right now, the only thing on is a Blue Water Area Transit millage renewal, and then obviously the state primary in August and the general in November.
All right. Could be a busy year, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. If people have questions about where they're supposed to vote, how do they register, any of the stuff that we've talked about or anything that we didn't cover today, they can just contact the clerk's office in Fort Gratiot?
Absolutely. Phone number is 385-4489 or contact us via email. All of our contact information is on our website, fortgratiot.us.
If you follow Fort Gratiot Township on Facebook, there was a really good graphic that was posted last week that showed the consolidation of precincts, and makes it a little easier to follow. So
hopefully, we're trying to make it as user-friendly as possible.
All right, good stuff. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it. Bob Eichler is the Fort Gratiot Township clerk with us on WPHM.